Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Successful media and public affairs consultant, accomplished entrepreneur and national writer and contributor, attorney who served in the Missouri House of Representatives, worked in the White House and CNN, thought leader, entrepreneur, and host who takes the conversation to the next level.
Prepare to get rare access to fascinating guests.
You're connected. You have the it factor. You've joined
Brill Nation.
Everybody over there.
Get a hold of
it. Everybody up there.
Get into it.
Ooh-way.
Connect with Jason on Twitter at Jason Grill. Connect with the show on Twitter at Grill Nation Show. And online at grillnationshow.com.
Welcome your host of Grill Nation. Always dressed up and ready to go, even in a radio studio. Here's Jason Grill.
Hello and welcome to the Grill Nation Show. I'm your host, Jason Grill. Thanks for listening today on 980 AM and on iTunes via podcast or on our website, grillnationshow.com. I hope you're doing okay during the COVID-19 pandemic and staying healthy and staying safe. We've had some really great shows the last few weeks talking about, you know, some different resources and how people are coping with the COVID-19 pandemic on a regional and national level. And today I wanted to bring on three of our guests that actually we haven't had on for quite a while. Actually, and I'll get to that in a second, but they all work in different professions here locally and have a lot of great information to share about kind of how they're coping, how their business is operating right now. And we'll learn a lot from them on the show. They've all been on the show. I'll say that all three of them, the last time they were on the show together, was incredibly November of 2015. I did some research this morning, which is almost 5 years ago. And then I had one of the guests on last year and then a couple of the other ones on in 2016, which seems like just crazy. It's been 4 to 5 years. But today's show, we're joined on Zoom by Andrew Bash, Danny Pfeiffer, and John Kennyhertz. Guys, welcome to the show. How are you today?
Hey, great. How you doing, Jason?
I'm doing good. Can you believe it's been 5 years since you guys have been on the show, all of you, at once?
I actually can't believe it. I'm considering fact-checking you on Instagram right now and try to find that picture of us. Hard to believe.
The picture on Facebook, I think, is plenty of proof that it was 5 years ago, because I think we all definitely looked 5 years younger. Maybe.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
So let's start with Andrew Bash. Introduce yourself for our listeners that weren't listening to the show 5 years ago, and then I'll hand it over to Danny and then John. Give us a
okay. I'm Andrew Bash with Bash & Co. Sotheby's International Realty. I am the I'm a realtor here. I'm also the owner of the company.
Okay. Danny, what about you?
Danny Pfeiffer. I am the principal of Catalyst. We are a 50-state government affairs practice based here in Kansas City.
And John Kennyhertz?
John Kennyhertz, managing partner of Kennyhertz Perry. We are a small local law firm that specializes in all things business-related, both transactional and litigation.
Good to know. And then I'll introduce our websites here in a little bit too. But you guys, Andrew posted a photo of us last week from about, I guess, 4 to 5 years ago, and kind of got us thinking we need to do another show. One, because you guys have done a lot of great things in your careers. But two, I feel like you bring an interesting perspective as far as how people are dealing with this practice, COVID-19, different takeaways we can get from you. So let's start there. Let's start with Andrew Bash. I mean, what you're in the real estate world, and you just announced a huge new undertaking last year around this time, I believe. What are things looking like in the real estate market? How are you adjusting?
So real estate continues to be a local, answer. It just depends on where your home is, what the price point is. I will tell you, I am shocked at how active and busy we've been in real estate up to this point. And it's been interesting and fun to watch the different ways in which we're showing houses and doing virtual tours of homes, and sometimes having the sellers actually take clients through the house on Facebook or through Zoom without us being there. So we're being super careful and cautious and creative in the way that we get our homes listed and sold in every price point. But it is certainly more robust as you go lower in price point. Under $500,000 is still busy. Under $400,000 is still multiple offers and just insane. As you go the other direction into the upper bracket, there's still stuff selling, but it has certainly settled a bit. Certainly settled for a spring market.
Mm-hmm. This is usually a busy time. Danny, you got a lot of stuff going on. You said fully in all these different states with government affairs. So obviously things are been busy for you, I'd imagine.
Things are crazy. Things are crazy. I mean, we're in uncharted waters for sure. I mean, states, you know, because of the stay-at-home requirements and social distancing, state legislatures have basically, their activity has ground to a halt. Some have been able to figure out innovative ways to come back online for really essential purposes like passing supplemental budgets and doing COVID-related things. But by and large, this is the busy time of year. You'll remember, Jason, you served in the General Assembly. January to May is when most state legislatures meet. And when they do the work for the people of their states. With this pandemic setting in March, it has really disrupted that process. Probably see less legislation in any, you know, in all 50 states than we've ever seen. And it's going to be really interesting to see as states now, and I've been really encouraged on most of my calls with clients for the last probably few days at least. A lot of the conversations have now kind of the tenor has changed. We've turned the corner. It's more, how are we going to reopen? What are we going to do? What are our public policy initiatives going to be when legislatures come back? And legislatures are talking about coming back. It's going to be interesting to see how they do it.
Mm-hmm. And we'll get more into that in the second segment. Kenny Hertz, John Kenny Hertz, Kenny and Sperry Law Firm. Besides the launching a brand new t-shirt brand, how's the legal business going? Because I know their courts aren't happening, but a lot of clients still need a lot of stuff and they're calling you. They have more time on their hands to call their lawyer.
Yeah. So I think that it's much like, a lot of businesses and like Andy, you know, having to find new ways to remain productive, is kind of what we're doing. You know, I think there's some positives that are going to come out of the things that we're doing and some greater efficiencies. I think we've also noticed just as an organization, some of the areas that we can certainly improve on. I feel like the negatives rise to the top as much as the positives do when everybody has to deal with some adversity. But from a business standpoint, yeah, you're right. I mean, litigation wise, things have come to a screeching halt for anything that has a upcoming court date. I mean, with courts closed, it makes it a little tough. We also can't file certain actions just because they're not accepting them. And then, of course, you know, anything that is on the path of alternative dispute resolution is moving forward, probably at a little quicker pace just because everybody has extra time to focus on those things. From the transactional side of our business, we're still doing a number of transactions primarily in the financial industries, which is interesting because I think that the goal is for the purchasing companies to move forward in a way that takes maybe some advantage of what's going on. Right. And then, of course, as far as the you know, we do a lot of work with small businesses and local businesses, and it has just been nonstop where we are, you know, dealing with whether it's the paycheck protection plan or the disaster relief loans, a lot of employment issues, and of course, tons of contractual issues that I think are going to only become more and more prevalent as we move through this.
We'll get into that with more after the break. This is going to be a fun show. We're going to get into some fun topics too here on the Grill Nation Show. Thanks for joining us. To the Grill Nation Show. I'm Jason Grill. I appreciate you joining us again today on 980 AM KNBZ and on iTunes via podcast. You can connect with me on Twitter at Jason Grill and at Grill Nation Show. Also, I'm on Instagram and on Facebook, Jason Grill. Andrew Bash, Danny Pfeiffer, John Kennyhertz, the Grill Nationals, as we used to call them, are back in the studio today, actually via Zoom. They all have great backgrounds. We'll take some photos and we'll post those. We might even post the video to social media as well. Guys, you guys have talked about how your businesses are moving forward. I want to talk about what Andrew Bash has launched here. He's doing a silver lining perspective on Instagram and posting a lot of cool stuff. Andrew, tell us about that and why you're doing it.
Well, on our Instagram, Bashco SIR, feel free to follow us. You know, we sell houses in every price point. There is some believe that Sotheby's International Realty only focuses in on the high end luxury homes, but Sotheby's really thinks Sotheby's International Realty really believes that luxury is not about a price point, but an experience. And you know, the company Bash was all about designing extraordinary moments when we had that company with the pink signs before we merged with Bash and became Bash & Co. Sotheby's International Realty. Mm-hmm. And I just was thinking about like all of the great things that are taking place as it relates to this shelter in place and the time that I've spent with my family that I wouldn't have otherwise, going on a walk and running into my buddy Danny, having an outdoor social distancing happy hour with Kenny Hertz and his wife.
Still waiting for an invite. I have not received one.
Well, driveway is always open. Their driveway only. They just come by. Well, the next one you're included for sure. But it was more of like focusing on all the great stuff that's happening as opposed to the negative. So we just launched this campaign of like, what are your silver linings? I've asked you, I'll put you up. You'll probably end up right before we promote the show, just different business owners and individuals. Like what are the good things that are happening as you are in your house for, I don't know, 45 days so far or something crazy like that. I don't even know what it is.
Well, let's preview that actually. Danny, I'm sure you've got some thoughts on that.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think I posted and tagged the Silver Linings Bash Co. SIR, a picture of my kids and my mom blowing socially distant air kisses at each other. She came over to celebrate her 65th birthday last weekend. And, you know, I couldn't agree more with Andy. And we talk a lot. We've been talking a lot about this in our house. I'm a road warrior and have been my entire career, travel. Half the year, you know, 180, 200 days. And I've really enjoyed being at home, getting to spend time in my house that Andy Bash sold me, and with my family, spend time with our neighbors, doing socially distanced walks and happy hours and things like that, without the distractions of having to run off to do something, you know, run to this meeting, run to this soccer event. It's actually been, it's been really nice. And I was joking with someone last night, I think it's going to be hard to kind of come back to a new sense of normal a little bit for those of us who, you know, are on the run all the time to actually pick up that pace again. I miss it, but I've absolutely taken advantage of it, enjoyed it for what it is.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point about getting back to normal with travel. We'll get into that in a second. John, what about you? You know, you've been busy. I see on Instagram you got a package delivered to you 5 to 6 each and every day.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a silver lining, but one thing that has become very evident to me is from working from home is that my wife likes to order things from Amazon and or name that website. We get like 2 or 3 packages a day. I make fun of her. She would tell you that most of those packages are mine.
I was about to call you out. I'm glad you admitted that.
I haven't admitted it yet, Danny. I'm just saying what her argument is. But anyway, I will say that for us, we've been trying to, we've been staying in contact with family and friends almost more than when, before this, which is really strange to think about. It's, without sounding cliche, it's like the distance has really kind of brought a lot of closeness. I talk to my parents like almost every day or every other day. And then of course all the Zoom conference calls and FaceTime and all that kind of stuff. I agree with Andy that there are certain things that are going to come out of this that are incredibly beneficial or really kind of make you think about what the important things really are. Not that, doing all the things that we do and traveling and hanging out with our friends and getting ingrained in every work aspect of our work isn't important, but it has definitely made the perception a little bit different, I think, from my standpoint.
I feel like it is the, we focus on how it's destroying the economy and how it's obviously has the health concerns, but at the end of the day, it is the greatest reset button that has ever happened to our society. And you get the opportunity to either take advantage of it and come out of it on the other side and operating in a different manner than maybe you went into before, or you waste this opportunity is the way I look at it. I have friends that I was in having issues with that, like we immediately, amended the situations. I'm talking to family members that I haven't talked to in 2 and 3 years because, they may end up on a ventilator with no one in the hospital. I mean, anything could happen right now. And at the same time, you're kind of walking around and, business as usual in some regards as it relates to, Danny still has to talk to his clients and Johnny still has to work for his clients and I have to work for my clients and Jason, you still got to do the show and do your stuff. It's like, it's so surreal of an experience that I think it's an incredible opportunity for all of us.
It's very positive and optimistic. And let's talk about mental health. I know you guys are all kind of in tune with that. What have you been doing to kind of not only stay optimistic like Andrew was just talking about, but stay mentally and physically healthy during this quarantine, stay at home.
I said this when we were chatting before the show. I'm looking at your screen now. The first thing I did that's paid the most dividends is shut off CNN. I haven't watched the news in like 3 weeks, and I get news through other means that I can control. But for the first week or so of this, I had the TV on, 15 hours a day. Sure. And it was just driving me nuts. And I got to tell you, shutting off CNN and paying attention to what's in front of me and be present in the moment, I've never felt more rested and like more dialed into kind of what I'm doing, minute by minute, hour by hour. And it's been a great relief for me.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. It's just like anything. If you control your intake, then, you certainly can control your, in this case, mental well-being, because I was doing the same thing. I had the TV on at all times and it was just, too much. And so now I'll read some things in the morning and maybe watch a little local news at night. But I've seen a therapist for almost 10 years now. She actually officiated our wedding.
I heard about that.
Andy failed his interview to be her officiant, but she did a webinar the other day, and a lot of the things that I think we already know to do, which Danny said, be present, take your time to really focus on what matters and all that kind of stuff. Sometimes it's just good to hear from a mental health professional. So I've had a few Zoom calls with her, and it's been really helpful because, I mean, I'll be honest, at times it just seems like incredibly overwhelming, and it's really difficult to fathom what it's going to look like. You know, this new norm or whatever we want to call it is really going to look like. You know, I got a call from the Royals the other day about opening day tickets that I'd purchased that, I mean, they don't know.
Are you guys inviting us this year? We know some of the other guys, so, you know, I mean, it might be not as hard to get tickets anymore, but.
If you can get a hold of what's the guy's name that we were in the picture with, from Saved by the Bell?
Oh, A.C. Slater.
Slater.
If you get a hold of A.C. Slater, then I'll get an extra ticket and we're all going to opening day in 2022 or whatever.
But you're like, what's going to happen? I mean, the same thing with the Chiefs. I have season tickets to the Chiefs. It's like, where are we going to be? Are we going to be sitting further apart? Are we going to have no fans? Are we going to be normal? But, you know, none of that is known at this point. We're just kind of hoping that, I mean, as the Chiefs are coming off a Super Bowl, the NFL season happens, right?
Well, Danny, you do a lot of work with the Chiefs. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, we do a lot of work in that area. We represent Live Nation, Ticketmaster, you know, and I'm not disclosing anything that hasn't been said publicly here, but the reality is that it's very, very likely there won't be large scale public events for quite some time, certainly through 2020 and well into 2021. And that, you know, that's, I think, people who are in that industry and that business are talking very openly about that fact. So it's going to be interesting to see how the sports leagues decide to bring sports back. PGA is already talking. We represent the PGA as well. The PGA has made the decision to resume tour events, the first being in mid-June, but right. with no fans.
Right.
And with some very, very strict protocols in terms of testing and how they're going to manage players and those who have to be on the course during the event. So, you know, golf, it's a little bit easier, but other sports, I think it's going to be very, very challenging in the near future for them to figure out how to host these games.
We'll get into that more after the break. I want to have some fun as well. I want to catch up with you guys. I know your business has been growing too. You're listening to the Grill Nation Show here at 9:80 a.m. I'm your host, Jason Grill. Thanks for listening.
Hold on to me as we go. Hey, baby, won't you look my way? I can be your new addiction. Hey, baby, what you gotta say? All you're giving me is fiction.
Welcome back to the Grill Nation Show. We are taping via Zoom, but live on 9:80 a.m. and on iTunes if you're listening on our podcast page. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it, and really appreciate our guest today joining us, Andrew Bash, Bash & Co. Sotheby's International Realty, Danny Pfeiffer, he's the owner of Catalyst, it's a government relations firm, and John Kennyhertz from Kennyhertz Perry, a law firm here locally, and they do work throughout the region. We used to be on the air a lot until these guys' businesses really started taking off, and the Grill Nation show had to provide all the resources it could, but we're back in business during quarantine. A lot of stuff has changed over the years, in the last year especially. So, Andrew Bash, I know you all at some point had an office, a new office, right? And are having a lot more employees and team members than you used to, right?
Yeah, no, that's entirely true. And we've grown the company just in the last 3 weeks during the COVID, we've added 7 agents.
People are still buying and selling houses during this.
And people are wanting to make changes and be able to have an experience with a real estate company that really honors the idea of, an experience for both the clients and the agents. But more importantly than that, I was thinking, all of us here are in varying love stages of what it's like to either be single, be newly married.
Here we go.
Or smaller kids. And then mine are a little bit older. So I would like, starting with Jason Grill, the biggest challenge of COVID for a single guy living alone and the and the best thing.
Well, I do have a dog, and I do live in a great neighborhood, so okay. I see a lot of people. I was dating, I was pretty happy with it. And then once this happened, you know, you're kind of on, if you're not in a serious relationship, you're kind of at a loss, to be honest. Your chances of dating are Zoom happy hours, a walk in Loos Park, essentially, or going for a run or whatnot, or doing something, out and about, or going to somebody's home and having like a drinks around a fire pit or something. I mean, there's not many options these days. So it definitely has it's put a little stall in the dating life. But then I also see the people with a bunch of kids, and sometimes I'm sitting in the backyard in the hammock thinking, man, this isn't that bad, right? So.
Yeah, that all sounded pretty great to me.
Yeah. Well, yeah, for sure.
John is the only other person on this that does not have kids, so he might not have as many changes as me or as the others.
I think one of the funniest memes I've seen was something to the effect of haven't heard a lot from the "wow, you guys should definitely have kids" crowd.
You know, Frank, I don't know how you all are doing it. You and Danny and Andrew, I mean, you know, you figured it all out now with your offices and whatnot, but at first it had to be challenging.
Well, I know Andy's probably doing like I am, which is getting up early every morning, fixing breakfast for the family, and then immediately transitioning into our homeschool for several hours a day where we're teaching very, very appropriate curriculum. I'm just kidding. I don't think either of us are probably doing that. But there are a lot of challenges. Andy, I'm interested to hear from you how you and Courtney are dealing with the kids with, all the schools obviously have closed for the remainder of this year. Our kids are on iPads and homeschool curriculum. How are you guys dealing with all that?
You know, I'm shocked at how late my kids are going to bed now. Last night, I think they went to bed about 11:30. Sometimes they'll still be up at 12. There's the schedule is super weird. That's I think the weirdest part. They sleep until like, you know, 8:15, 8:20, because class doesn't start. Their first virtual doesn't start till like 8:45 or 9. And they really haven't, other than walks, they have not left the house since we, you know, have been back from like the 15th of March was the last time they were like left the home, other than like car drives or whatever. So
it's basically like they're in college.
So what are you guys? So, I mean, what are you guys enjoying about this? I mean, I know we have all the work stuff, but what is something that you might have, mentioning college that you might have forgotten about? For me, I've eaten, you guys are all health freaks, but I have eaten a frozen pizza like every week on the weekends, which I've tried like every single flavor. I think Dave Portnoy at Barstool's got
you're watching too much Barstool.
Yeah, I know, it's on my feed. Once I got on there for the Patrick Mahomes video at the parade, they just started just churning and burning. Do you guys know that they used my video from the parade of him chugging beer?
Yeah, of course. We all knew that.
That was an interesting learning about Instagram and social media. But yeah, so I haven't eaten a frozen pizza probably since college. Well, maybe law school. But anyway, so I've been trying those out, and it's not easy to stay healthy when you do that. But I'm sure, Kenny, you're on your Peloton every week, every night?
No.
Two times.
We got the interesting part about the Peloton is you've set up a profile, then people can follow you and see how many classes or how many times you've ridden it. And a mutual friend of ours, Mr. Josh Evans, sent me a screenshot of my profile that said that I've had two rides in the past like 46 days that we've had it. So, yeah, I'll agree that it is difficult to stay healthy, not to mention I don't know what it is. It's not that we don't have snacks in our kitchen at work, but it seems as if it's a little easier to go from phone call to snack to laptop to snack to what time is it? 11:30? Should we eat lunch now?
It's interesting because I found that I've had the opposite of experience of a lot of people. I've heard a lot of people say it's been tough to stay, you know, healthy and in good shape with all the time at home and they're baking cookies and doing all that. you know, my experience has been totally different. I mean, because I'm on the road so much generally for work, and you know, being home has been an opportunity for me to eat what I want when I want, and it's typically been a little bit more healthy, which is really, really, which has kind of been nice. And then, you know, for me, and I know I'm going to bring Andy in on this, having, you know, some regular structure. I've been really into my meditation practice. It's something we've talked about, I think, before, Jason, and having someone that to hold me accountable to that, like Andy, will kind of ping each other every now and then and ask, hey, did you meditate today? It's kind of nice to have sort of that structure. So, you know, finding ways to do things that used to be harder for me when you're doing planes, trains, and automobiles through the day, and that's broke up. It's hard to sit down and meditate. It's hard to eat healthy. It's hard to do that stuff. I've been taking advantage of it.
I am the meditation thing. You know, I say this all the time, like, you do not have a meditation practice. This is the best time you will ever have to start one. And it will literally, it just makes such a difference in my life. And I know it does in Danny's. My favorite thing about this is just the, you know, a couple nights ago, it was like 11:30 at night, and all five of us were sitting around the table laughing and cracking jokes. And the amount of time that I spend hanging out with my kids and my wife, and not like necessarily during the day, but when it happens, it's just so like real, and no one is like trying to figure out where they're going next or what's going to happen. And like, it's that in the moment kind of thing. And I always think about, I feel bad for anybody who was on the verge of a divorce before this started and like is just dying as it relates to being with their family if they don't like them. But like, for my wife and I, like, I have such a newfound respect for what she's doing on a daily basis of like cooking, cleaning, doing laundry, like making a meal for us every night. I mean, she's like a 50s housewife now. She was not that way before. So I mean, maybe we shouldn't go back to the normal. I like this. I'm kidding. But it is impressive how everybody kind of steps up to whatever has to happen, because there's no cleaning people coming in. There's nobody coming in the house. So it's wild.
What's your guys' go-to on the carry-out delivery these days?
The Russell.
The Russell, okay, on Main Street, if you haven't been there.
They make the ordering so easy online, and there's a picture of that, all everything, so you don't have to spend any brain power to like read and decipher a menu. And they bring it out with gloves on, and it's always incredible. And they're local, and Heather and Amante just do an incredible job. Plus, Andy will attest, their chocolate chip cookies are by far the best I've ever had in my life.
Yeah, the Russell has been pretty much, I'm not a big fan of the idea of doing the carry out. It kind of makes me a little bit nervous, but then I get in these waves where I'm like, I may have already had the thing. So it's probably, who knows, but the Russell would be my go-to as well.
I was going to say, we've been crushing your cafeteria. It's right down the street from our house. We can bike down there, grab it to go. Their food's fantastic. We've been doing a lot of cafeteria in our house.
Mm-hmm. That's good to hear. Local businesses, you guys.
What's yours, bro? You going out? You got to stay out?
I'm just trying to stay at my normal. I've gained a few LBs, but because I haven't been able to run as much, but I'm just trying to stay within the same normal fitness level.
Would it not be a great idea for a date night where you send a meal to a female and you order from the same restaurant and then you have the meal over?
This is what I hear the single guys are doing. Since Grill won't talk about dating and COVID, in the COVID pandemic, this is what I hear people been doing. They go buy the same ingredients, then they come home and get on Zoom, and then they cook their meal together on Zoom.
I never cooked for a girl before this, or did the thing like that. So I don't know how that's gonna happen. But I've heard about all kinds of stuff. I will maybe I'll have to think about that and be more creative. But anyways, we got one segment left on the show. We're talking to Danny Pfeiffer, John Kinnihertz, and Andrew Bash on the Grill Nation show, trying to help you along in this time of COVID with some shows. We're on Zoom. I appreciate you joining us today on the Grill Nation show. South Georgia water, thought, oh, good Lord, yeah. Welcome back to our final segment of the Grill Nation show. I've been joined today on 980 AM and on iTunes via our podcast page by Andrew Bash, Danny Pfeiffer, and John Kennyhertz, great business owners here in the local area and former guests. And it's good to have them back on again. Hopefully we can do this again at some point in person. Guys, Danny, you mentioned you travel a lot for your job. I was on an airplane, I guess, middle of March, I guess, when I was in D.C., and it was still pretty full. But I've heard a friend of mine flew in from Florida, and there were two people on their flight.
Yeah, I haven't experienced that. The last time I was on a plane was March 12th, maybe, when this was really when the pandemic was starting to become a thing and set in. And it was pretty full, but I haven't flown since then.
Mm-hmm. And in your business is still able to operate, of course.
Yeah, we've been very fortunate, as you know. I mean, in our 13th year, going into our 14th year now. I've said this to our team. We've talked about it a lot. The value of the relationships that we've created over those 14 years have allowed us to continue to be able to execute for our clients. It would be very, very difficult otherwise. But fortunately, we've been at it for a long time and, you know, have a lot of really good and deep relationships with state agencies and office holders, people that we need to work with. So we've been able to do a lot of the work remotely.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this real quick. Do you think, at least in Missouri, do you think we're going to see any other legislation get passed this year?
Yeah, for sure. The Missouri legislature is actually going to reconvene this Monday for the final 3 weeks of their legislative session. They are going to finish the state budget, which is constitutionally mandated. And then they've talked about prioritizing some legislation they're going to get done, that they want to get done before 6 p.m. on May 15th. And it will definitely be some non-COVID related stuff that legislation passes mid-May. And then I would guess, Jason, they come in for a special session sometime in June or July to deal with some COVID-related issues.
I would say business is good for our industry since we do a lot of client work. A lot of government relations, a lot of messaging and communications work. Obviously, people still need to find places to live, and obviously they need lawyers, right? So we're lucky that we've been able to continue on.
From our standpoint, I feel like there's been a lot of – we found a lot of efficiencies, and primarily for our clients. I mean, you know, we're essentially – overpaid hourly attorney or, you know, hourly employees. Right. And so when a client wants to meet face to face, there's an additional expense to that just because they're paying for our time. So when we get on a call or a quick Zoom call, it's really more efficient for the client. It really doesn't hurt us either. It just allows us to move faster and handle more issues for more clients. But it's certainly more efficient.
There's no doubt the commercial real estate might change, but Andrew, I don't know if what you do will change very much.
I think that Kansas City's real estate is going to be insane. I think you're going to see a ton of people that have $1 million, 900 square foot condos or renting in New York. And because of all the new changes with being able to have meetings and not have to be there, they're going to move to the Midwest. And Kansas City is one of the greatest cities in the country, and it just happens to be positioned in a place where this is where you can have an easy lifestyle and buy a lot of house comparatively speaking to the coast. And you know, we certainly have not slowed down like I was anticipating. It's still been really, really busy, so it's just been different. You know, I'll go to one showing and it was an elderly couple, and they were like, I'm not putting on a mask and I'm not going to wear those gloves and I'm not putting the booties on. They were like just defiant. And then I went to another house where the whole family got out of the minivan in like, you know, a hazmat suit. So I was like, I guess I better put my hazmat suit on. I had the whole deal.
So you are actually going on these, you're actually going into homes and doing showings and whatnot.
I am. Yeah.
I just was curious how that was working there. That's interesting.
It just depends on the situation. You know, we're not like inspections. We don't go to inspections anymore. The inspector has to be in the house alone, which the appraisers are different. But as far as in the showings, it just very much depends. I will have, if I've got people that have immune, you know, anything that could make them higher risk, we'll do virtual tours and then send the virtual tour to the potential client that wants to see the house. And if they still want to see it after the virtual tour, then we'll show it. So we're trying to be creative and still be able to track whether people are interested in the home or not.
What is the favorite thing you've watched during the quarantine?
Great question. I mean, Tiger King is definitely up there. What else? Oh, Ozark, incredible.
I just started The Last Dance.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
That's obviously, we're all kind of around the same age, pretty much. The Last Dance is awesome.
A really mindless show called Love is Blind. Not sure if anybody's ventured in there.
I have not, but I've heard about it. I like Better Call Saul.
Better Call Saul's great. Been watching that. We mentioned this earlier. If you haven't seen it, the Barstool documentary is fantastic. Just the rise of David Portnoy and what he did, what he's done with Barstool, and you know, the sale, the pin, and all the money he's made. It's a fantastic story.
Yeah. I haven't seen
Bob
that
one. Menery. Watch anything on Instagram from Bob Menery if you want to laugh. The guy is hilarious.
Bob Menery?
Yeah, he's the guy. Have you not seen him?
Mm-mm. All I see is all the optimistic stuff that you share. I don't even see funny stuff anymore, Bash.
Yeah, you do. I'll send you some funny about you. How about that?
We'll have to definitely get that from you. Let's see here. I'm just kind of going down my list of some questions I had. What about a movie? I watched The Gentlemen. It was very good.
Yeah, me too. Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Well, this brings up a good point. If there, you know, there's less and less ability to create new television shows and content, are we all going to start watching, you know, older TV shows and movies? Because
like Starsky and Hutch, the old one. Yeah,
exactly. I feel like I've almost reached.
But don't you feel like, I mean, you feel like there's so much content out there? Like it will take me years to catch up on everything. When you look across like the Hulu and Amazon Prime and Netflix and HBO and Showtime, blah, 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 like there's so much content. Like I've got this list of shows to watch. It's like 50 shows long. Like it could be a 5-year pandemic and I don't get caught up.
I have literally watched less TV in the last 45 days than I have my entire life. I don't watch anything. It's weird.
I had to like force myself to watch Tiger King just to be relevant because everybody was talking about it. I've watched so little TV.
I haven't watched that yet. So essentially you guys are just working a lot, hanging out with your kids. And what? Cooking?
Yeah, one thing Maggie and I have started to do is we'll have dinner together and then we'll listen to a podcast and just sit there in the same room and listen to the radio. Like, you know, I think what they used to do before television, it's strange. It's almost like you're kind of interacting with whoever you're listening to.
Like, what's the last podcast you listened to?
We listen to a lot of The Daily. And so from the New York Times, it's just a different perspective of, you know, they focus on like one single point of what's, you know, one single element of what we're experiencing right now. And we've even gone back and listened to old episodes of it. I think I sent you a couple, Andy, there was a guy that was in Wuhan, like right when it broke, and like to listen to what they were saying a month or 2 months ago is fascinating.
Well, guys, we could talk for hours. I mean, I can't believe we've already finished the show today. We flew through it. Andrew Bash, Johnny Kennyhertz, and Danny Pfeiffer, I appreciate you coming back on the show. When life gets back to normal, we'll do one of these in studio at some point, okay?
It's been fun.
We do it. I'd like for everybody to have their Kenny Hertz Perry t-shirt on. That has been, we've gotten more response from that than any marketing we've ever done in our life.
That's smart. Well, guys, we'll talk to you again soon. Thanks for listening to the Grill Nation show. We'll see you again soon. Take care.
Thanks.
I cut my bangs with some rusty kitchen scissors. I screamed his name till the neighbors called the cops. Oh, when fix your makeup, girl, it's just a break up running. Hide your crazy and start acting like a lady. Cause I raise you better, gotta keep it together even when you fall apart.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.